All right, let's jump into some ancient wisdom, but with a modern twist. We're going deep into Leviticus 18 today, a chapter in the Bible that, well, it deals with some pretty forbidden relationships. You might be thinking ancient rules, really? But trust me, this deep dive, it might change how you see your own relationships and choices.
That's right. Leviticus 18 isn't just like a list of don'ts, you know? It's more like a blueprint for, well, for a healthier community. And I think that's something we all want.
Exactly. So Leviticus 18, it basically spells out the ground rules specifically for relationships, the ones that are absolutely off limits.
It's about setting those boundaries and really being clear about what was okay back then within the Israelite community.
And the main focus is on close family.
Yeah, parents, siblings, step family, even in-laws.
It was a big no-no back then, marrying within those circles. It was all about keeping those family structures strong and preventing confusion and just, maintaining respect for those family bonds. What's fascinating is that the chapter doesn't just say don't do this. It connects these rules to the well-being of the entire community. It's like your personal choices have a ripple effect. They impact the health and harmony of the whole society.
And that's a powerful idea, one that still rings true today, don't you think? We're all connected, and what we do individually, it impacts everyone.
Okay, so we've got these ancient rules, but how do they apply to us in the 21st century? Our world is a lot different than
It's
ancient Israel.
absolutely, but the core principles are timeless. Think about it. Healthy relationship boundaries are even more important now. We're navigating such complex relationships at work, online, everywhere. It can be hard to know where the line is.
We may not be marrying our siblings today, but those clear lines from Leviticus 18 remind us that boundaries are essential for any healthy relationship at all.
And not just romantic relationships. Think about work, friendships, the boundaries we set with ourselves. Even Leviticus 18, it really emphasizes that defining those limits, that's how we ensure respect and well-being for everyone.
It's like Leviticus 18 is giving us a framework for thinking about boundaries in all parts of life. And that leads to personal
All
responsibility,
right.
which is another big takeaway.
It's fascinating how this ancient text emphasizes that our choices, they have ripple effects. It's not just about us. It's about how our actions impact those around us, our community, future generations, even.
Yeah, it's like that saying, no man is an island. Leviticus 18 really makes it clear that we're all connected, and our choices, well, they can create harmony or chaos.
And that sense of responsibility, it goes beyond just avoiding harmful actions. It's about choosing to live with integrity, making decisions that align with our values, and striving to be a force for good.
So Leviticus 18 isn't just about following rules. It's about character, making conscious choices that make a positive impact. It's about understanding that our personal purity, so to speak, it can affect the whole community.
Exactly. And that idea of purity, while it comes from ancient rituals, we can translate it to today, it's about living authentically with integrity and compassion and making choices that make the world healthier and more just.
Okay, that makes sense. But the big question is, how do we actually apply this ancient wisdom today? I think that's where it gets really interesting, and that's what we'll be looking at in the next part of our deep dive.
Definitely. You know, there's a really striking passage in Leviticus 18. It's this imagery of the land being defiled by what people do. It talks about the land vomiting out those who don't follow these laws.
Wow, that's pretty intense. It really shows how seriously they took these principles back then. But what does that vomiting out metaphor, what does that mean for us today?
It's a powerful way to show us the consequences of our actions, you know. If we think of the land as our environment or our communities or even just our own well-being, we can see how destructive behavior it really does have a far-reaching impact.
So it's like our actions can pollute, not just physically, but ethically and emotionally.
Exactly. When we disregard boundaries or act without integrity, those choices, they create a toxic environment for everyone. But when we live with respect and responsibility, well, that helps create a healthier world for all of us.
That makes me think about how the Israelites, they were supposed to be set apart from the other cultures. They were called to be a holy people, different in how they lived and what they believed. But what does holiness even mean today? It's not just about like religious rituals, is it?
Holiness, it's a tricky concept in a modern context. It's not about being perfect or better than others. In Leviticus 18, it's about aligning your actions with a higher standard,
Okay.
making choices that show a deeper understanding of right and wrong.
So instead of thinking of holiness as like this impossible state of perfection, maybe it's about choosing to live by a set of values.
Yeah.
Even when it's tough.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's about setting ourselves apart, not by isolating ourselves or judging others,
right,
but by living intentionally and striving to make choices that contribute to a better world.
It sounds like Leviticus 18 is giving us a guide for personal transformation, which then leads to societal transformation. It's that ripple effect again.
Precisely. It's the idea that by elevating ourselves, by making those conscious choices to live with integrity and respect, we elevate everyone around us.
Yeah.
And it's not about being perfect. It's about progress.
It's like that quote, the only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. Leviticus 18, in a way, it's an ancient guidebook for becoming our best selves.
Yeah.
Not just for us, but for everyone around us.
I love that. It reminds us that even ancient texts, they can still have something to say about modern life.
Yeah.
These principles of boundaries, responsibility, and community impact, those are timeless truths no matter what century we're in.
Absolutely. Leviticus 18, it's not just some old rule book. It's a call to action, you know.
Yeah.
An invitation to make a better world, starting with ourselves.
I agree.
So as we're wrapping up our deep dive into Leviticus 18,
yeah.
I think the biggest question is this. If personal purity meant something different back then, what does it mean today?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? What choices can we make today to build a healthier community?
Yeah.
How can we take these ancient principles and actually live them out in the 21st century?
Those are some heavy questions.
They are.
But important ones to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course.
And until next time, keep those brain gears turning.
It all comes back to that idea of being interconnected.
Right. Not just individuals, but part of a web of relationships and communities.
Exactly. So if purity in Leviticus 18 meant like setting the Israelites apart, creating boundaries for a healthier society,
yeah,
what would that look like today for us?
Well, maybe it starts with looking at our own lives, asking some tough questions.
Like, what are my values, really? Are my actions matching up with those values? How are my choices impacting those around me?
It's about taking responsibility for the energy we bring into our relationships and communities.
Think about it. If we're constantly gossiping or being dishonest or disrespecting boundaries,
yeah,
we're adding to that negativity and it can really spread.
But if we try to be kind, compassionate, truthful in how we interact,
right,
that creates a ripple effect of positivity.
It's like choosing to plant a garden instead of letting the weeds take over.
I love that analogy. So maybe purity today, it's about cultivating those positive qualities within us and
yeah,
then letting them radiate outwards.
It's about being intentional with our words, our actions, the energy we put out into the world.
And knowing that even small choices, they can have a big impact.
Absolutely. Like the butterfly effect, right? A tiny flap of wings can cause a hurricane on the other side of the world.
So our challenge is to be those butterflies that create positive storms of kindness and compassion and integrity.
That's a powerful thought, isn't it? We each have that power to make a difference.
Yeah.
To build a healthier, more harmonious world. Just by choosing to live intentionally, with integrity.
Leviticus 18 might seem like an ancient text.
Yeah.
But it has some really timely wisdom.
It encourages us to look at our relationships, set those healthy boundaries, think about how our choices impact the world.
It's a call to action to create a better world.
Starting with ourselves.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Leviticus 18.
It's been great.
And until next time, keep those brain gears turning.